This is NPR's Life in Berlin. I'm at the Cevada Pralinen and Truffle Manufacture up in Reinickendorf, north past Tegel Airport. It's only 9 in the morning, but already the factory is in full swing. We're watching an employee elbow deep in a huge copper pot in order to coat truffles thinly with chocolate. And I have to ask Julianne Otto.
Do you get sick of chocolate?
Never.
Never. I never get, all of us, we never get sick of chocolate.
Cevada has been making pralines and truffles in Berlin since 1880. It's the oldest chocolatier in Berlin. They began delivering their deluxe delights to the Prussian court, but their reach expanded quickly once news got out. The owner, Benno Hubel, explains.
So we have still one praline is very popular. It's called Zarenhappen, and that was introduced because we were delivering pralines to the Russian Tsar at that time, so, and we still do this praline. So we feel ourselves very much connected to this tradition.
Cevada is also keeping another tradition alive, Weihnachtspasteten, a kind of praline pastry. Very few people still make these, and when Hubel describes their Queen Louise confection, you'll understand why. It's like a whole box of chocolates in one.
Well, you need to imagine that you have something like a little cake in front of you, and this cake is it starts on the top with a layer of Königsberger Marzipan, which we do here in the factory, and then you have a layer of rum cream trifle, and then you have a layer of maraschino cherries, and then you have a layer of almond nougat, and then you have a layer of we call it Blätterkrokant. To be honest, I don't have the English word for it. It's dipped into dark chocolates. It's we're very proud of that, and we, to be honest, it's a very good selling product as well.
Downstairs, I get to see the Zarenhappen being made. It smells, as you might imagine, absolutely delicious. The team is hard at work making truffles, rolling marzipan, and slicing nougat for the holiday season. My personal Willy Wonka is Julianne Otto.
And this is the Zarenhappen. And they found out, you can see that it's handmade. So they are all not perfectly. They have little, we say, call it buckel. Well, that's what our customers love.
I immediately head to the factory store to buy a bag of the lovably lumpy treats. After all, I'm trying to heed Benno Hubel's parting message.
I hope I have always enough chocolate in at home, then all will be good.
For NPR Berlin, I'm Lily Kelting.